pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. We do appreciate you listening on this Friday morning. Still to come on the program, State Senator Chris Elliott, a returning champion, will be with us. So make sure you'll stay tuned for that. 251-343-0106 if you would like to weigh in on anything we are discussing this morning. Joining us now on the line, always a pleasure to bring on this next gentleman. Always comes on when asked or invited, and we are appreciative of that. Running for United States Senate here in Alabama, Congressman Mo Brooks of the 5th Congressional District on the line. Congressman, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. I hear you've got daddy duty again.
Yeah, well, it is. Today is his 1 year birthday. So we're it's all hands on deck, if you know what I mean. But such as it is, you got to work through some illnesses and things like that at these times too.
In some countries, we could go ahead and start arranging weddings. We just had in my family twin girls. And two or three weeks ago, another granddaughter. So there you go. Three of them.
All right. <Matchmaker. laughs> Time flies, doesn't it, Congressman?
It does. Enjoy them while you've got them young.
Let's talk about the campaign here. This is the first of the year. This is when things were supposed to, or we were led to believe that this is when we're really going to see things start to kick into gear. Kind of give us an update. Where are you these days?
Well, we've been traveling all over the state, as we have been doing since March and April of 2021. By way of example, this week we were in Mobile for two different events, Greenville, Wetumpka, Montgomery. We did have some other things scheduled for Birmingham and Cullman yesterday and today, but unfortunately, the bad weather up here kind of interfered with that. I was able to yesterday do some congressional duties, met with some Navy brass and showed them some of our hypersonic weapon facilities, production capabilities up here in the Tennessee Valley. So that was important to our community, our state, and also national security.
We haven't talked a lot about your congressional district, but things, as far as I can tell, still kind of humming along there, even despite all the economic problems and even the new president, the Biden administration. Huntsville is still one of the jewels in the state's crown.
We are exploding with high-paying jobs. By way of example, one of the companies I was at yesterday, they've increased their employment over the last couple of years by 2,000 employees. We've got 4,000 plus or minus FBI agents who are coming to our community to work on Redstone Arsenal. Of course, we've got Toyota Mazda that's going to have a 10,000 job impact. So the elected officials and the business community collectively, we've done a sterling job of promoting what we have to offer in the Tennessee Valley, and the results are showing in spades.
Let's talk about what's going on. Tell us, Congressman, how did you commemorate the January 6th High Holy Day established by Democrats?
Well, I mentioned I spent a couple hours with some Navy brass going over our hypersonics facilities here in the Tennessee Valley. The weather cut my ability to tour about in half. We were going to travel by helicopter, because we've also got a good facility over in Courtland, Alabama, about 50 miles to the west of Redstone Arsenal. In addition to that, I was on probably about five or six radio talk shows in the state of Alabama and nationally talking about what actually happened on January 6, 2021. And, of course, trying to rebut some of the attacks that the Rhino Wing and the Socialist Democrats and the Witch Hunt Committee, those groups collectively launch periodically. I would emphasize that to date, they've never asked to interview me. Perhaps they will someday. They've never asked for any of my documents. I think that really blows sky high, these arguments that I somehow caused the attack on the United States Capitol. That's a bunch of hooey. And I should probably also emphasize that Democrats on a different level, and in order to get bad media coverage for me, They have filed 30-something ethics complaints against me, either with the Alabama Bar Association or with the U.S. House of Representatives Ethics Committee. Every single one of them has been dropped for lack of merit. But that gives you an idea of what those of us who are fighting for our conservative principles have to face from the other side of the aisle. They know no limits on what they're willing to do in order to achieve their goals.
I mean, in some ways, it's kind of indicative of the whole Democratic cause, it seems to me right now. I mean, they had so much on January 6th, and that was going to be this political moment for them. But, you know, substantively, there's not a whole lot there. And those ethics complaints, I assume, substantively, there was not a whole lot there to be adjudicated. And it's just trying to create a bunch of smoke where there's no fire. And Democrats are doing that with some success. But I think it's just not going to be something that is going to be successful in the end.
I hope not, but let me give you some history. It just gives you an idea as to how unscrupulous the Socialist Democrats are, and sometimes combined with some disaffected Republicans, particularly rhinos. Remember, they spent 2 years attacking President Trump with the totally fake Russian collusion hoax, a hoax that has since resulted in indictments of individuals who gave false reports to federal officers on behalf of the Hillary Clinton campaign and or the Socialist Democrat movement. Then we had an impeachment effort that failed in the United States Senate because there was zero evidence to support the constitutionally required proof of high crimes, misdemeanors, treason, or bribery. Then you had a second one, impeachment. Same thing, same result, no evidence. Now we've got the Witch Hunt Committee that is doing its utmost to try to put together a political statement that can be used to try to beat Donald Trump should he run for the presidency in 2024. Or, scarier yet, there is a movement afoot by the Democrats to try to bar President Trump from running for president of the United States under the 14th Amendment. So this gives you an idea as to how unscrupulous our opposition is. They don't care about truth. They don't care about honor. All they care about is achieving their goals, and quite frankly, to their credit, they've been pretty good at achieving their goals, and the Republicans, on the flip side of the coin, we have not been as aggressive pursuing our conservative values that we claim in campaigns we're for, but unfortunately do not really back up those campaign claims quite as much as should be done, as evidenced by what happened in 2017 and 2018 when we had the House, the Senate, and the White House, and not enough was achieved. Particularly with the number one goal of the President of the United States, building the border wall. So we've got some cleaning house in our own party in order to ensure that we actually elect people who will keep their campaign promises, not just mouth them during election time to get votes.
Well, how about this? Let's talk about the status quo here. Democrats in charge, obviously, still. We looked at, you know, let's take it back a year ago. Georgia had just fallen to the two Senate seats had gone Democrat. And, you know, you were hearing from people that they were going to pack the Supreme Court. They were going to make Puerto Rico and D.C. states, that the filibuster was done. It was gone. If I'm a Democrat sitting here today, I'm a little underwhelmed by where we are today, because this weird sort of celebration they had yesterday commemorating January 6th, that just isn't going to get the job done for me.
Well, I would hope all the American people are underwhelmed by the performance of the Democrats to date. They have accomplished a lot of failures. We had a debacle with the withdrawal from Afghanistan. We've had inflation that is going through the roof, undermining the wages of American citizens. I saw some data today that suggested in real dollar terms, Americans have actually lost income 8 of the last 10 months because inflation has more than eaten it away in 8 of the last 10 months. You've got the debacle at the southern border. You've got all sorts of craziness on the House floor, by way of example, where they push through legislation that allows a man who pretends to be a woman to suddenly act as if he was in fact a woman when the science and biology says that he is not. They're doing a lot of things. Fortunately, the only really bad thing, well, I shouldn't limit myself. There are some bad things that have become law. For example, they borrowed another $1 trillion plus. That's legislation that passed in the last couple of months. We're just thankful they haven't passed another piece of legislation that would have spent another few $1 trillion. And they're having success at the executive branch, too, with the vaccine mandates by the Biden administration. Now, that's not a success to me, but it is to the Biden administration and the Democrats. Anything dictatorial, they seem to favor. The Democrats also had success with the cancellation of the Keystone Pipeline that would have given us a more secure energy source within the North American boundaries. I consider that a failure, but the Democrats considered that a success. So they've done a lot through the Biden administration.
But as far as what they're going to have, it was, if you recall back in 2010, right before the Republican wave, this was the moment when they got Obamacare through. This was when Democrats were their most effective. And I would say Obamacare is probably one of the biggest things Congress has done to impact our lives directly. And I know that Republicans tried to repeal it at the very beginning of Donald Trump's presidency, and it just didn't happen.
Yeah, we would have done that, but for Doug Jones getting elected.
Right. But this seems to be like a time, a very, very pivotal time when Nancy Pelosi's back's up against the wall. They know 2022 is imminent. They know what is going to happen there. I don't think there's any doubt even among Democrats that it's not going to be a good year for Democrats. But this is when they're, I think, may try to throw a Hail Mary or try to do something that could really jeopardize freedoms or liberties.
Well, you're probably going to see something to that effect come out of the witch hunt committee. I don't know what it's going to be. I'm not privy to what's going on. It's stacked with Democrats. Nancy Pelosi rejected our Republican submittals of the 5 seats that were supposed to be reserved for Republicans, which is unheard of in the history of the United States House of Representatives, where the majority party rejects the submittals of the minority party for committee representation. Then Nancy Pelosi handpicked 2 individuals, Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney, that our GOP conference leader, Kevin McCarthy, has since aptly named Pelosi Republicans. One of them is out of Congress at the end of this term. He's not even running for reelection. His popularity has plummeted so badly in his part of the state of Illinois. And Liz Cheney is very likely to be beat in the state of Wyoming if she's allowed on the ballot. The Wyoming Republican Party passed a resolution recently announcing that they no longer consider her to be a Republican. Now, in Alabama, that would keep you from being on the ballot. I don't know what their party rules are in Wyoming, so we'll see how that plays out. But those are the only 2 so-called Republicans who are now on that witch hunt committee. And perhaps that's all the Democrats have, because they sure don't have much else. They've had so many failures that are quite blatant. They're going to do everything they can to distract from those failures to some other issue.
And finally, Congressman, I want to give you the opportunity to respond on these airwaves. Yesterday on CNN, Ryan O'Toole, a staffer, now he's a staffer for Congresswoman, the aforementioned Congresswoman Liz Cheney, but it goes on Jake Tapper's program, and I was one of the 15 people watching it in the country, but at the time I was like, he accused you of cheering on the so-called insurrection, the riot, whatever you want to refer to it, because it disrupted the proceedings in Congress. You've come out with a statement hitting back pretty hard, but just kind of in your own words, tell us, respond to that accusation that you were cheering on January 6th.
It is categorically false, and that is the kind of thing that your listeners can expect to see in spades over the next 4 months. And I could go through all the details of it if you wish. I don't know how much time you want to spend, but suffice it to say this. I never personally saw at the United States Capitol or on the Capitol grounds a lawful protester or anyone who is engaged in illegal conduct inside the United States Capitol. Not one. And the whole United States Capitol complex has security cameras all over the place. There are thousands of hours of security cameras. If there was an instance in which I had met with one of these protesters on the Capitol grounds or one of these people who's engaged in illegal conduct and cheered them on, that would be on videotape, and that would have been released. I promise you, the Witch Hunt Committee would have released that to the news media the very moment they saw it. But the very fact of the matter is, there is no such videotape because it didn't happen. I was unhappy, displeased with the illegal conduct of the United States Capitol. It torpedoed our effort to help the public understand the voter fraud and election theft issues that caused roughly 150 Republican congressmen and senators to vote to not accept the Electoral College vote submittals of Arizona and Pennsylvania. And quite frankly, the way it all played out, those people who did that could not have had a better script to help the Socialist Democrats if Nancy Pelosi had written it herself.
Congressman, we're up against a break here. Folks want to find out more about your campaign, where you might be, or any other ways to get involved. Tell them where they can look.
Please, if you're a conservative, go to mobrooks.com. I'm the only conservative in this race now, and very much need your support. But more importantly, America needs you engaged in order to help protect the foundational principles that have combined to make America a great nation.
Congressman Mo Brooks of Alabama's 5th Congressional District, a candidate for United States Senate. Y'all check that out. 251-343-0106. We will be right back. This is the Jeff Poore Show on FM Talk 106.5.